The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell for the next couple of hours here. Two and a half. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock to change and in large part ruin the show. So here we go. And he ruined your life last night is
big,
what he
big,
did.
Big day today. He gets to talk about his Minnesota Timberwolves.
How would they do? How'd those T-Wolves do, Raheel?
The up-and-coming team of basketball?
Yeah.
The T-Wolves looked good last night.
Without Trevor Ariza.
Good-looking team.
Yeah.
Good-looking young team.
Without Gerald Green, all-star.
That team isn't the best young team in basketball, I don't know who is.
Yeah, I mean, with the Thibodeau defense, you're not going to be able to slow down this Rockets offense. I mean, the Rockets offense won't be able to do anything against them.
I mean, Eric Gordon will get you another 30, but no big deal. Seven more threes.
Well, they were knocking down threes now. Chris Paul thought he's going against Karl Anthony Towns. Like, did you see that?
He didn't have a care in the world.
No. And they were just going out. Karl Anthony Towns won the first one, and then Chris Paul said, "Well, watch this one."
No,
and that little baseline that was totally sweet.
Forget that Chris Paul can be a pretty effective scorer when he wants to be.
No, he can go.
It's like he can just hit a switch. Same thing with Eric Gordon. Man, Eric Gordon over the last 2 years, I've just been so impressed. Is this year three with Eric Gordon or year two? No, it's year two. I've been so impressed with the way that Eric Gordon can just kind of flip a switch at different times. And just start really. First of all, he gives better defensive energy than I was used to with any Rocket team when he came on the team. I was like, why is he guarding? What is he doing?
What is that?
Yeah. And so he's willing to guard. But the other thing is, Eric Gordon can go get you 30. I mean, that's a big deal. It's one thing to say a guy can get you 20 off the bench. Eric Gordon can get you 30 because he can shoot lights out. He can finish. He's not just a. He's not just a three-point gunner. He's a guy who finishes off the dribble and a smart player, man. I mean, it was a lottery player.
I kind of liked Mbamute in the starting lineup.
I did, too. I like Mbamute.
I do.
He's a good fit. But they weren't the same team when he went out. They lost some defensive intensity. I mean, look at, Minnesota didn't get to 100 and Mbamute's in the lineup.
No, nothing against and Trevor Ariza will be back in there once he gets, but I don't understand why Ryan Anderson still has to be there if you want to know the truth. Granted, it's $20 million a year that you're going to have to fade, and maybe, Tillman doesn't like to throw $20 million around, on his bench.
We heard somebody on Twitter say it's no big deal. Bill O'Brien, you just fire him next year. And he goes, teams do it all the time. They eat money. He kept coming back at me on Twitter and said, my friend, if you get rid of Bill O'Brien and his contract, I don't know how Bill O'Brien and the Texans are doing this. I'm short-circuiting the Rockets, but I swear to God I get back on the Rockets. But if you short-circuit, if you cut off his contract with 4 years left and the contracts of any assistants he has on the staff, which are going to be new assistants, and hire a new coach and the new coach's assistants, you're in for about 35 to 40 million in 1 year. Teams don't just eat $40 million. I'm sorry. They don't just owners don't just fling out $40 million for a coach.
Well,
or for two staffs together.
Well, have you ever owned the New York Knicks? Because they eat a lot of money every single year.
They're constantly
have you ever had Ryan Anderson on your team?
At least he's playing.
Well, yeah, and he threw in his 6 points.
I'm going to do this again. I'm going to play a little game called How Did the Rockets Do When Ryan Anderson Was on the Court? Ryan Anderson.
Well, they did pretty well.
Plus 20.
He was the difference in the game. They won by 18.
Chris Paul plus
and he was plus 20.
You know who stunk? Luke Mbamute.
James Harden?
Luke Mbamute, minus 5.
What about minus 11 for
James Harden, minus 11.
Yeah, how's
that? These guys stink. The good player is one. Yeah, James had 10.
Well, James also was 3 for 15.
Yeah, James didn't shoot it well.
I do hope the Rockets reward Ryan Anderson with clutch minutes and
particularly going through him in a clutch in the playoffs, because we see how he affects winning. So I really hope they get him the ball a bit in the playoffs.
I don't know about getting the ball thing.
No, let's play through
him. Just run around and, like Lance said, just roll around on the ground and maybe somebody trips over you so they don't score or something.
He's pointing out the numbers, and that plus minus is pretty damn impressive. So they should run their offense.
You're not
going to
beat the Warriors without Ryan Anderson, period. Yeah, you can't beat the Warriors without Ryan Anderson.
Well, that's a different attitude.
He's a stretch four. And do you want a minus five or a plus 20? Ryan Anderson played 29 minutes. Imamate played 32. And yet one guy's plus 21, my guy's minus five. You guys know what that's called? There's a word for it. It's called intangibles.
One guy's five of nine for 14 points. One guy's two of five for six. And he was plus 20. I don't want to pick on Ryan Anderson all the time. Good Lord, $20 million for this is unbelievable.
It's an 18-point win against Raheel's hipster favorite team, the T-Wolves, who no one can stop.
It seems to me that you have...
I have issues with the T-Wolves.
You have a big issue today.
I have issues with the T-Wolves.
You may have listened to somebody that you shouldn't have listened to.
Can you guys believe it happened again, by the way? So back in the day, it was Emeka Okafor versus Dwight Howard, and everyone, who do you pick? What do you do? What are we going to do? No, how about this? If for as long as basketball's ever been played, let's see. It was
Sam Bowie versus Michael Jordan. Yeah,
that wasn't the first pick, but that was one of them. Yeah, that was one of them. But you had Yao Ming or Jay Williams, the Duke point guard. Okay, drove off a cliff in his motorcycle.
He ran into a pole,
something like that. Or Yao, the 7'6" Chinese guy with bad feet. Like, who do you pick? But the Rockets actually picked right.
Yeah,
they picked right for sure.
That was right.
Then you get, because he's in a Ring of Honor probably, and then you get, let's see, Emeka Okafor, Dwight Howard. Who do you go with? This is a really hard choice. And you remember at the time, it was a really hard choice. And here's Emeka's done all this stuff in college. And now you got Dwight Howard as a high school kid. Dwight Howard was easily the best pick. Jahlil Okafor. I'm not trusting any Okafors anymore, if I'm being honest. Jahlil Okafor versus Karl Anthony Towns. Remember that was Michael Beasley versus Derrick Rose.
Oh, God.
Who you got? Who are you gonna take? The guy with seven cell phones, or in hindsight, who's already retired and come back?
Yeah, you want Beasley right now?
Nah, I still take Derrick Rose.
Yes, you would.
You have to pay Michael Beasley and fade him in your roster.
Michael.
Is he in China?
Where is he?
He plays for the Knicks.
Same thing.
Not only that, but everybody's high off his fumes.
And the NBA loves weed.
Let's see who's had the better career.
They love
That's
weed.
Racist, though.
No,
see who's
no.
had the better career?
Racist.
How's it racist? I said the NBA. I didn't say black players in the NBA love weed. I said the NBA loves weed.
One guy.
Okay. Nice, though.
Yeah.
Way to start the show with racism.
Whatever. You're the one who immediately thought black people love weed.
No, you're
I'm the
one.
Racist.
NBA. You went NBA.
Wait a minute. I said NBA loves weed.
Well, let me turn on a game and see what it looks like.
You don't think white chocolate loved weed, did you? I see Ryan Anderson out there.
You think Ryan Anderson's high when he's playing?
He shoots like he's high.
Yeah. Well, okay. Case
you mean at home he does?
No, everywhere right now.
On the road he shoots like he's not that high.
No, everywhere right now he shoots like he's high.
Yeah, right now he is. So Beasley, who set the record for cell phones at one particular time for one person.
But Derrick Rose set the NBA record for M&Ms, didn't he?
He did, but he also won an MVP. And
then he didn't play for 17 years in a row.
And then he had his knees or whatever it was.
And every time he took a step.
But Derrick Rose was
every
still.
Every time he took a step, he was he
tearing his knee
tore
up.
An ACL.
But he was still the right pick over Michael Beasley, who had to go to another country. And then you had Jahlil Okafor versus Karl Anthony Towns. And that is a blowout, ladies and gentlemen. Karl Anthony Towns is one of the top three bigs in the league.
Really?
Tremendous center.
Why won't you bet on him sometime then?
I really should. I like when my big shoot seven threes in a game. I mean, that guy fires up threes. Like, calm down. But he makes it a high. He makes it a really high clip, too.
Joel Embiid likes to shoot threes, too, though.
Yeah, Joel Embiid. Well, that's millennials now.
Yeah, right. Like, they want to stand outside at 7-1 and stand
LeBron.
Outside.
Who's shooting better from three, Karl Anthony Towns or Ryan Anderson, do you think?
Oh, Karl Anthony Towns.
He shoots 40% from three.
That's nice.
You got a big man who shoots 40% from three, is averaging 20-12. Yeah, he's better than Jahlil Okafor, who's on his second team already. And I doubt he's even averaging six a game.
I didn't get this. Can you guys understand? So LeBron and Steph, they picked their teams? Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Or they just picked the starters? How did this work, Del?
They
didn't pick the teams because it's West versus East.
Voted. No, they haven't done any of that
yet. You get voted. Starters get voted in, so you're on the team for sure. And then
the East starters and West starters, not even starters got voted in. They got voted in terms of, okay, top vote getters in each conference.
Okay, so that's how the starters got in.
So now the
rest of the bench is picked by LeBron and Steph?
But even still, LeBron and Steph get to pick from even the starters and say, are you on my team? Or
yeah, but who
team?
Picks the reserves?
They do. They don't pick the reserve. I think the coaches.
It has to be coaches, or LeBron's just going to have. So I got Birdman Anderson. We'll just basically have the old Heat team, all his best friends.
Damon Jones
is playing. Like, he's still Damon's like, I haven't even played for years.
What the hell happened to West versus East?
There is no West
versus
East.
That sucks.
Not this year. I actually like it this year. They are going to. It's like a fantasy football draft.
I know.
Where they're going to take turns drafting guys, but it will be done.
Nobody sees anything.
You're not going to know
nobody.
Who and when, because if a player gets picked last, then they're like.
It hurts my feeling.
Because the internet will clown that person.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're an all-star, the internet will have pictures of Rikishi or whatever the wrestler is, ass in somebody's face. This is, Porzingis.
Or
Blake Griffin or something.
Or the Bad News Bears kid that's the statistician.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the last pick.
I mean, because the internet will try to make someone, off themselves because the internet's so nice. But
that is true. No, they won't even.
The internet's the worst bully. We live in this very anti-bullying time.
Yes.
And the internet is the worst Scott Farkas that ever lived, that ever walked the earth. Pick a bully, and Twitter is a worse version of that bully.
Absolutely.
Than any movie bully you can find.
No, and we're so anti-bully right now.
We're very anti-bully, and Twitter is Mean Girls times 10. Twitter is a 15-year-old girl is what Twitter is. Just trying to cut you every chance she gets. Are you really wearing that? Ooh, look at this face I'm about to make on a GIF.
Gross.
So, you don't like that idea of just random teams? Why does it have to be East versus
West? Because!
Why not pick a...
It's just then... I don't even know what uniform... I don't know who's on there.
There will be two different color uniforms.
Well, I know, but
it'll be easy for you to
keep
up with.
I'm a West guy, not an East guy.
It's not shirts and skins.
No, but if you're in New York, you're like, I don't like this. I'm going to root for my East guys, not my West guys.
You think anyone's cheering... They're all just cheering for... LeBron people are only cheering for LeBron anyway. It doesn't matter. So there is no team to them. It's only one guy who matters.
All right, who will root for who more? The Steph fans or LeBron fans?
Thank God James didn't get the vote, because Bobby Brown would be an all-star. Jeez, Bobby Brown's
Bobby
on the
Brown
team?
Was... No.
No, they got rid of him only because they brought in Joe.
Right after you said you can't get rid of Bobby Brown,
they got rid of him. I was like,
what are they doing? I was like, oh, my God.
And they brought in... that James must do things with Gerald Green. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, Gerald must party, because I don't know how they're getting rid of Bobby Brown with James being okay.
Bobby Brown's still hanging out, just in case.
There's zero. He's not playing.
He's still traveling with the team.
He's not playing anywhere like that. Bobby Brown is on the. He's absolutely on the plane.
Yeah. Oh, no question. And and after the game, hey Bobby, what are we doing? Bobby, did you set it up?
Yeah, Bobby's setting James's stuff up now. You know what Bobby is? Bobby is James's appointment setter, and he's his personal.
Not really. I was at the last game I was at. I met James' bodyguard, his new bodyguard. He's got a new one.
He does?
Yeah. And, he had things already set up for James. Trust me. The things were already set up because I saw them at the bar. I don't know.
Which bar?
Bobby might be under the Lexus Lounge.
Wait. They went into that bar?
Well, James wasn't there. It was during the game, but he already had it set up. The whole thing was all set up.
Oh, you mean for the night?
For the night.
They weren't going to go to that bar.
No.
Okay.
No.
I was about to say.
He had everything all set up for James. Trust me. So, listen, I don't think James needs a Bobby Brown, if you want to know the truth. It's just,
Well, that's his guy that he probably hangs out. Well, they're good friends. I know that much.
Yeah. Well, maybe Gerald Green's a better friend now. Maybe Bobby's been kicked to the curb, and you never know what's going to happen to Bobby now. It's 7:13 ESPN 97.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story I was told by Andrew Perloff about... No, it wasn't Perloff. It was a good friend of Perloff's, a local guy who handles some marketing clients. sports marketing, who spent time in an NBA All-Star game. Wait until you hear these stories about. I just put it this way. Wait till you hear this next story. It's a whole world that you had no idea about.
Well, I'm not sure. I won't believe it, though. 714 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk some Rockets.
Hey, guys, speaking of those Houston Rockets, they beat one of the best young up-and-coming teams. The Minnesota Timberwolves got dominated by 18. So who do the Rockets play now? Is there any good games coming up? I mean, just if you like the Warriors. I don't know. You ever heard of a team called the Golden State Warriors? They're in town this Sunday, and then on Monday, the Miami Heat. So you got the Warriors and you got the Heat coming Saturday and Monday. Make sure and get your tickets. 713-627-DUNK, 713-627-DUNK, or go to Rockets.com. All-Star Games coming up. James Harden has been voted as an NBA starter. Congratulations for your voting. We'll find out the rest of the All-Star team. But your Rockets looking to go strong into the All-Star break, which will be coming up. And if you want a chance to get out there and enjoy some time. Yesterday was guys' night out. Guess what? Saturday should be guys' night out again. And then so should Monday against the Heat. And to make that a reality with tickets all over the stadium, if you want different seats, why don't you go to Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK. That's 713-627-DUNK. Rockets at full strength against the Miami Heat, by the way, and the Golden State Warriors, well, you know, they're kind of a tricky team. So should be some good basketball headed into Toyota Center. Make sure you get your tickets at Rockets.com.
Voted Red Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
That's dope. Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong for the right reason, sprinkling midnight game, call it night.
This
season
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And now break your face with a no-look pass. Now back to your parking lot, pimp with your little hook. I use harsh words because these are hard times to trip people. Nowadays, it's such a hard find. So it's one eye open if I can peep them. And one on the scope when they front so I can sleep.
Man, my all right, 719 so ESPN 97.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. NBA All-Star Weekend is what we're talking about. And something crazy happened.
So I have a friend of mine who is local, and he does marketing for a lot of athletes. And so last year at the Senior Bowl, which I'll be in Mobile at the Senior Bowl this next week, although I don't know if I'll be broadcasting from the hotel, which is not that big a loss. I'll just go get interviews during the day with phones, and we'll replay it during the show. So that way you can sit back and relax.
That'll be nice.
he told me we were talking about NBA All-Star Game, and he goes, dude, there's a whole different culture that goes on not only in basketball, but NBA All-Star Games. So what do you mean? He goes, well, you know about players having posses and teams and squads. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he goes, but you don't know how deep they run. He goes, a lot of times they're built. There is a similar construct in everyone's posse, in everyone's squad. It's really a squad.
It's a
now
team.
That's called a squad.
It's a team.
Or you can say team or squad. It's not posse. No one uses that term's too old. And Phil Jackson got in trouble for saying
Yeah, you
that.
Don't know. It's racist.
Yeah, apparently that's the new one. It used to be Posse's on Broadway, and in it, like somewhere there was a magic line of demarcation where it became trouble to say it. But
racist.
He said, he goes,
like Dell was earlier.
He goes, the construct, he said, it's very similar from squad to squad. When you get to NBA All-Star Game, you roll in with your team. This is your seven guys. And he said, on your team, there is going to be a weed guy.
Okay, I knew that was coming first.
You knew that was coming first. He said, there's a weed guy who is going to...
There's a strip club guy?
He said, no, there's a fixed... There's a fall guy. There's a designated fall guy.
He's got to hold the weed?
Yeah.
Which was what the big mistake Michael Vick made in the airport with the water bottle?
He also drives. And I don't know, but you can only imagine a fall guy. And he's not he's not Ray Donovan. This guy is the guy who gets
in
trouble.
What do you have to have? You got to have a fall guy.
So there's a weed guy, and I said, is that the guy who finds it? Is he holding it? He goes, everything.
He does it all.
He does it all. That's his job. He goes, there's a
if the wife calls, you he's with you. It's yeah. his girl, whatever.
There's an enforcer who is right. kind of the tough right. guy. Right. It makes sense, right?
I got to have that.
There is a barber. You got the haircut guy. He goes, one guy, his job is haircut. So is it going to be? He goes.
Does he bring his barber chair?
I don't know what he does. I don't know all the intricacies. I just know
what
the
school. Do you have to have a barber chair?
I don't think you have to have a barber chair. You just have to be able to sit down. But there's a barber. There is a weed guy. There's an enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
I know he had another one that I can't remember. But this is the part. So I said, okay. I said, are all the squads like that? He goes, oh, yeah. They all have the same guys. Like, you know, they're different guys, but it's the same. Like, you right. have a role. It's right. like having a shooting guard and a power forward.
Right.
They have positions. He said, here's the part that's going to blow you away. They dress the same. They have outfits. Like, they'll have shirts. They'll come into the All-Star Weekend with shirts that signify they're all together. I'm like a Little League baseball team? Or like, yes, like the Sharks and Jets? He said, yes. He said one group had like these jumpsuits and they all, you know, had some name that like designated. They were with Carmelo.
On the back,
like
they
were Carmelo's guys.
Or Curry on the back. Did
yeah,
they?
But it's something like that. Yeah. And they all designated that they're Melo's guys. And he said that the All-Star doesn't really hang out with them that much unless he's going to roll into a club where he needs some, you know, he wants to roll in with numbers. He said a lot of times they're by themselves hanging out in All-Star weekend as a clique. And he said, and you got all these cliques that are together, and some of them dress up similarly. I said, you got to be kidding. Like, they have shirts made? He goes, dude.
Like a bowling team?
Well, usually a lot of times it'll be Adidas or Nike.
Right.
Or, you know, it'll be.
Whatever.
You'll be wearing that.
James got to be wearing some Adidas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I was like, that really happens? He goes, oh, yeah. He said, it's very, very organized. He said when they roll to All-Star weekend, there, you know, he said I can only imagine certain guys make cuts out of the squad and certain guys
don't. You didn't make the traveling team? Like,
yes, exactly.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going All-Star.
On the All-Star team?
No, nah, you're not going All-Star this year.
You're not on the All-Star team?
James, I'm not going All-Star team.
Well, you didn't play well enough this year.
Yeah.
Okay. That
Bobby
that girl Brown. That girl was a little skinny.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're not making the All-Star team
this
year.
Bobby Brown doesn't go to All-Star team?
Oh my God.
You think Gerald Green's in the All-Star squad now? Bobby didn't. Brown didn't make it?
Who knows? God only knows.
Who's on Steph Curry's squad? Seth?
Who are you with? On Chris Paul's team? His kids.
Chris Paul's not bringing an All-Star squad. All that guy does is watch ball and play ball. I mean, that's what he does. What's his All-Star?
Chris Paul ain't going with no squad. Maybe it's all his kids dressed together.
Someone else just text. There's someone texted and said, all accurate. This whole thing is crazy to me. When I heard my buddy tell me about this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me that they're all. He goes, no.
Okay.
Dude, he goes,
got confirmation.
Yeah. He's like, it looks exactly like you would think it looks, where everyone's just in the bar together. They're huddled here. Another group's huddled over here.
Let me ask
and they're
you.
All pining for the same, for all of the All-Star group.
Let me ask
said,
you a question.
He said, if you ever get a chance to go, he said, it's one of the most incredible things you can see. He said, plus, he goes, you're not even going to draw any attention because no one's even going to pay attention. He said, you could sit there like a fly on the wall and watch it all because you're not going to have any groupie love. I was like, yeah, no kidding. No.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Okay, so you leave for All-Star weekend Thursday. If you get your hair cut on Thursday morning and you leave on Sunday after the game, why do you need a barber? If you got your hair cut Thursday morning, do you need another fresh cut by Sunday?
Del, do you have anything? I don't.
Del. Well,
maybe somebody else in the crew does.
How about everybody gets their hair cut before they leave?
There's a lot of travel arrangements that have to be made. Well,
okay.
Sometimes you get caught up.
Okay, and maybe we can plan while we're at the barbershop. And I think we're good till Sunday.
And if you're not going to have luggage matching.
John, you're thinking about this all wrong. You want the freshest cut possible.
Wait.
So you don't get your hair cut the Thursday before you leave. You probably get your hair cut the first time you know you're going to be on TV.
Yeah.
So Harden
Friday.
So Harden would get
Friday.
His,
for
right before. Right
James has like that mohawk going, so he's got to be tight on the side, yeah. Like fresh.
You mean Thursday to Friday won't be tight enough?
I mean, let me
Thursday to Friday is not tight enough.
So do you shave?
Possible.
Do you shave Thursday and then decide you're done for the week?
Yeah, but I got my hair cut the other day. It still looks like
no,
it
do you
was
shave?
Just, yeah, I shave every day. There you go.
You well, keep exactly. it fresh every day. It's a fresh exactly. look.
But, it's the freshest it could possibly be.
Wait. Thursday to Friday is pretty fresh. I don't know.
Not the freshest.
That's all I'm saying. It's pretty fresh.
If James will get that haircut before he sits on the baseline during the All-Star festivities on Friday night.
Is that why everybody's itching? Because there's still a little bit of hair on your neck there?
If you don't do a good job.
As you're walking up.
Michael from Pete's Fine Meats is listening. He goes, what about the Pete's Fine Meat Squad? This guy's rolling around with giant beef tenderloins. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Look at this beautiful filet I brought.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I got a tomahawk right here, bone-in tomahawk.
Like, what?
Now, wouldn't want to roll with a butcher?
Guy?
You wouldn't want to have a meat guy? Hey, James Harden, if you're listening, I don't think he is. But, James, if you're listening, I got a meat guy if you want to take Michael from Pete's Fine Meats with you to the All-Star Weekend, which... Look, Michael's also from Richmond Rosenberg area like me. I don't know that Richmond Rosenberg. We had Mud Alley, which is quite a place, quite an unseemly place. I don't know that anyone from Richmond Rosenberg is ready for NBA All-Star Weekend, though.
No, I'm pretty sure Michael from Pete's Fine Meats.
But I would like to see if everyone now start having their own steak guy. If you brought a steak guy with you, who brought a cold cooler like a Yeti cooler full of steaks?
What?
And in Michael's case, bacon wrapped quail stuff with shrimp.
That would be nice. Maybe. Who doesn't love that?
Pork
and
chops.
And James, you got to have your chef with you. Of course, James is going to bring a chef.
Double cut pork chops.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a chef. Although, where's the chef cooking?
God.
In a hotel room?
I want to be part of that posse.
You got a squad. Del. John, you've got a squad.
Yeah, but he's
you've
like,
got a squad, yeah, too. Stop acting like you don't have a team that travels around.
Yeah, but my team is way different.
But he's not the centerpiece. He's one of the hangers-on.
I'm a hanger-on. Yeah, that's all. I'm not the centerpiece. No way.
John's like the guy they bring along to make jokes and make them laugh.
Well, I'm like the clown, and you're my court jester.
You're the court
jester. Superstars don't like to do All-Star Saturday, so they basically don't roll on Shabbos. I don't think NBA All-Stars and Shabbos is a thing.
No, Saturday is for the first and second-year players.
Oh, that's Damon Jones's day.
Yeah, but Saturday is still the dunk contest, and all those guys will be there for
that. Now, they'll be there, but that's when the Damon Jones got famous, where he would be just fresh to death on the front row, and then like, after dunks.
Did he have a fresh cut?
But Moochie Norris would show up there. Like, what the hell's Moochie doing there?
I'm sure he's sitting next to Steve.
He was on Steve's team.
That's true. Yeah, he was on Team Steve.
Actually, he was on Team Steve. Yeah, Team Steve was that was quite the crew, Team Steve.
I'm sure there was finer things. I'm sure there was
plenty. Why are we not playing Finer Things? We got Team Steve.
Because I didn't know we were going to Team Steve.
Who knew we were going to go to Team Steve when we were talking about All Star Weekend? 7:30 ESPN. Oh,
like he didn't show up when he wasn't voted an All Star?
Oh, he showed up.
Steve had his chain snatched off his neck here in Houston. Y'all remember that? Where somebody grabbed Steve by the chain and pulled him. This is when Steve was not looking great. And remember you didn't see the video? Go ahead and Google this. Steve Francis chain. And some guy grabbed his chain in a club and literally tried to yank it off of him and pulled Steve to the ground.
Well,
Steve looked so
feeble. He had it double wrapped.
Yeah,
okay.
When the All-Star game was here, Steve.
Violent chain snatching.
Yeah.
At Houston Rap Club.
You go watch that. So Steve was showing up at All-Star games, All-Star weekends when he wasn't an All-Star, trust me. And still probably does. Hey, I want to tell you about a spot that's opening very, very soon. Right now it's scheduled to open next week. I'm hoping it does because it's right down the street from my house. It's called Prime Social. And Prime Social is going to be your home for gaming. It's going to be a high-end, relaxing, safe and very nice upscale place with 20 poker tables, including a high roller stakes separate section. So if you love to play and you like to play for high stakes, they'll have a separate room for you that's encased in glass that I think you're going to love. They've got 29 big screen TVs across the location. They've got chess. They've got backgammon. They've got a great menu from a legitimate chef with some very, very – they've got bar food, but they've also got a lot nicer food and food that's got a little Asian fusion flair to it. A fully serviced bar with plenty of room there. They've got a great patio that they're going to be doing things with as well. Wait until you see this. And they've got a players club where you know, just like in Vegas, where you bring your card up, and the more you've been playing, the more access you have to free things. They're going to do that as well. That's going to be at Prime Social, your spot for poker here in Houston. Going to be the nicest place in the entire city, and it's located on Westheimer between Hillcroft and Dunvale. You don't want to miss this location. It used to be a churrascaria restaurant, so it's a beautiful space, and it's going to be opening very, very soon. So keep that one on the keep that one on your radar, because you'll want to go there and get your poker games in at Prime Social. At Prime Social, and I will see you there flipping those cards at Prime Social, where you're going to get the finer things.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 735 ESPN 975 7137 803 7776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 975. John and Lance, along with Dell, come on in. Dennis wants to talk about All-Star Weekend. Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, I just recently moved here to Southeast Texas from Las Vegas, but I drove a limousine during the 07 All-Star game.
Nice.
In Las Vegas. And what he's saying is all correct. But the main guy of your clique, your group you're going out with, you have to have a logistics guy. You have to have a guy that sets up all the planning. These groups want to go to the front the hotels and you know, basically shut down the whole thing and have security, hotel owner, club owner, whoever, walk their whole group into. So, yeah, it's a big thing.
So let me ask you that.
Well, a concierge that sets up, you know.
Yeah, but if you have a guy like that, he needs to be connected. Like, this isn't just any grunt. This guy has to have some... He's got to have.
If you go to Vegas though, and you just drop your name, hey, I'm going with Steph.
Yeah, you got to have somebody strong.
Yeah, you got to. Well, if you're All-Star Weekend, there's a bunch of guys like that, so you got to have a guy who knows what he's doing and has to do it in advance. I mean,
but what club would say if Steph is coming, I'm not, you know, hey, Steph Curry's going to be here.
Right. But the logistics guy has to make sure everything's set up. Like, he can't be a slappy. He can't hang out with the weed guy. Your logistics guy hanging out with the weed guy.
He's got to be a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, the logistics guy's got to have a clear head all the time.
Right?
You got to stay one step ahead, because you could get to the restaurant while it's already booked up.
But what if you're Porzingis guy?
Oh, yeah.
What if you're Porzingis concierge? Then what?
I feel like that guy's not going to know what he's doing at all.
No. I mean,
and he's like, do you have Porzingis? Do you have a mattress for him to sleep in your restaurant? He's so tired.
Do you have a nice...
He's tired. He's playing 60 games a year. He's got to take off 20.
You have a nice bowl of soup with potatoes and beef. That's what he looked for.
And a comfortable air mattress, somewhere he can nap in the back before the final course.
Yeah.
What did you see? Did you see anything kind of...
Anything awesome?
Yeah, anything we need to know about?
Shout out to the strip club, stuff like that. Yeah, I saw really crazy stuff. Las Vegas is the only non-NBA team to host an All-Star game. And, you know, we got all those clubs, and we got every amenity that those guys want. You know, we don't run out of Cristal. You know what I'm saying? We got everything that those guys want.
So Vegas is made.
Vegas is perfect. Vegas can't be better.
Honestly, why would they ever have the NBA? Except that's where Pac-Man had the shooting.
Yeah, and except didn't it get a little dangerous?
It can get
because
a little.
From L.A. and Oakland and all. Yeah,
oh
they
yeah,
all, yeah. They,
oh, that's
it was,
right.
It wasn't wonderful for
no,
Vegas. I don't think.
No,
I think it was a little scary. It got a little scary. So I'm not sure.
Did it feel scary, Dennis, at all or no?
Yes, it was real scary.
That's what I thought.
They loaded up the city buses on the strip full of police officers.
Oh so yeah.
They had two dozen city buses full of 100 police officers in each bus just riding up and down the strip.
I remember you're right though. There was a story,
Oakland and LA gangs all, you know, decided that was their weekend. Hit two, and that got to be a little bit not awesome for everybody that was in Vegas just wanting, you know, to gamble and spend money.
That was where, thanks for the call, Dennis, we appreciate it. That was where Bill Simmons had the article that called it, for the first time, just called it the Black Super Bowl,
right.
Was NBA All-Star Weekend, which for Dell, I think it is a Fantagram concert at Coachella. Is what Dell's Super Bowl weekend.
That's his
Super Bowl
weekend. That is your Super Bowl weekend.
You know why it stings? Because it hurts.
You don't know.
Because knows, it's true.
You don't know me. That's one thing you need to realize now that you're back over here. You don't know me at all.
He can ruin your
Coachella
career like that.
Is not okay? Someplace that you would want to go.
All I'm going to tell you is you don't want to play the whole let's get after Dell because...
Hey,
I'm not getting after Dell.
Would you want to go? Don't get lippy over there. He can ruin your career like this.
No, I can't.
I know.
He does.
No, I
can't. It's what
body
he does.
Bags.
No, I can't. You wouldn't want to go to Coachella?
No,
I would.
I don't like people.
I don't want to.
Why would
now?
I hang out? I don't like
oh,
people.
Oh, yes, you do, Dell. You're a people person.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I would imagine you at Coachella. What's going on?
What's the other one? No. I can't remember. It's not Coochella, but...
Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo's the other one, yeah.
No, I don't like people. Particularly that brand of people. There's no chance.
Dell, you're one of those people.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I listen to my music in the privacy of my own home. I don't like... In my car.
Guess
I don't
what?
Like,
there's hundreds of thousands of Dells who are going to be there.
No chance.
Yes, and
I
Burning
bet,
Man.
You know
and
what?
Burning
there's
Man
probably,
in Vegas.
There's probably four people who look like Dell.
No,
at the
higher
entire
than
place.
That. No, higher than that.
Four out of 100?
No,
four
no,
out of
no, no,
every 100?
No. Well, four out of 100 might say. Yeah,
yeah.
Four out of every 100.
I don't like being outnumbered.
4%?
Yeah, I don't like
you
being
You might be a 4%.
I don't like being outnumbered in those type of numbers.
But you might not be. Things are diversifying a little bit. And especially at those concerts.
I'm good.
At Bonnaroo, Coachella.
I'm good.
It's a very diverse mix, which, by the way,
I'm good.
Your music is going to be more of the 96%ers, too.
What? What do you mean my music?
Your music that you like
what
is going to be with the
96%ers. You don't know what I like.
Yes, I do.
I like a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'll play some Vince Staples. We play that. I like Vince Staples. Do you know who Vince Staples is?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Yes, that's Marla yes, it's gospel.
No, it's not gospel.
Marla Maples? What?
Marla Staples or Mavis Staples?
No.
Vince is her brother.
No, that's incorrect.
What?
Yes.
Staples Center.
Mavis Staples.
Remember? Staples Center?
I'm aware. No. Incorrect.
By the way, Steve Francis.
When Jesus was here.
Steve Francis
Vince
got his chain
no,
back,
that's
by the
not.
Way. Just to clean things up, Sauce Twins got him his chain back.
They did?
He got ripped off in a violent move.
Did you see it?
Yeah, no, I see.
Watch the video. No. Watch the video.
Oh, really?
Click on videos. It's bad. Like, it's kind of scary.
Surprise, surprise. The chain turned up a little bit later. It ultimately engineered by Jay Prince, one of the most powerful men in hip hop.
Say no more.
That's it.
Jay Prince got it back?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he did.
Yes.
Jay Prince is the most powerful man in Houston.
Yeah.
It's not Tillman.
It's
James Prince from Rap-A-Lot. It's not. No. It's Tillman is up there. Tillman's high on the list. But he's just below James Prince. So, yeah, if James Prince says, where's that chain?
Oh,
I'd say it's
here. It is.
I just found it on the ground. I did not just rip it off his neck. I just found it on the ground.
Just to clean things
Everything's
up.
Good. Everything's
Steve
good.
Steve got his chain back.
Do you know my kids were playing basketball with Steve Francis' kids at the Y? They came home and Snacks was like, do you know who Steve Francis is? I was like, yeah, I know who Steve Francis is. What's wrong with you? He goes, I was playing basketball with his son, and we talked about the Rockets with Steve Francis. I said, well, let's call him Basketball Reference. I want to school you on some Steve Francis. And so I was showing them videos of Steve getting dunks and doing this, and they were like, wow, you know, this is really cool. I'm like, yeah. He goes, he was an all-star? Wow. So they're all freaked out. I'm like, listen, he was voted on. He's very popular. Whoa. Great dunker. I showed him dunk contest Steve Francis. Yeah. And so I had to school him on. He wasn't great with the turnovers. Wasn't really a true point guard.
Didn't
they
really like to pass it a lot.
I said they should have moved Steve
to the two.
To the two. which is we had about six straight years of radio talk with Vince Young and Steve to the Two.
Right. And Bagwell the Third.
Bagwell, I mean, guy had no arm at the end, and people wanted to move him to third.
He couldn't lift his shoulder past his elbow. I mean, he couldn't lift his arm past his elbow, and you want to move him to third. Yeah. Okay. Well, he played third in the minors, you know. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've heard.
And Craig Biggio was a catcher, so yeah, let's slow down.
We've heard that. 743 ESPN 975 73-780-3776.
You thought Hank Conger, a limo driver. You thought Hank Conger couldn't throw anybody out. Wait till you see Craig Biggio back there behind the dish. Everyone's running.
Yeah. If you're a limo driver and you got a story for us, give us a call. 713-780-3776.
Absolutely.
Right now, though, I'm talking to Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my man, Jeff Aronoff, over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And he is ready for you. I know it's the new year. It's settled down. You're paying off all your Christmas bills, and you're just ready to do something new now. You want to fix up the place now that all the holidays are over. Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming. Not going to cost you. Come on, bro. It's time for you to fix that house or that business. Are you sick of that countertop? Are you sick of that vanity? Are you sick of that patio? Are you sick of your outdoor kitchen? You want to spruce it up? This is what Jeff Aronoff does every day. How about make a new patio? It'll change everything, front or back patio. It doesn't matter. But this is what Jeff Aronoff does every single day, and he's ready for you to give him a call at 713-880-2822. He's ready for the new year for you to take advantage of 20% off. 713-880-2822. No job is too large. There's something that's too small. If you got a brick to replace, that's not what he does. But he does put in entire outdoor kitchens. He does put in entire fireplaces. He does put in countertops and vanities. 713-880-2822. Tell Jeff you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Somebody tweeted out... how do you transfer to different teams? What's the transfer policy in amongst these posses? Can you transfer to another posse? I don't believe that's happening. But you know, there's a story that we didn't even get to yesterday. Was that ESPN was reporting that, who was it? Which college guy was reporting yesterday that it won't be long before players are going to be able to transfer? NCAA is looking at transfer policy, changing the transfer policy that you can transfer without sitting a year. Which is probably... Oh,
if they do that, man, it is going to be mass exodus. No.
Yeah, the free agency will be stupid.
Well, people will just start... It's going to be recruiting.
No, yeah.
They'll recruit off other people's rosters.
Yeah, and don't think that they won't tamper, because they will.
It's going to be a nightmare. And here's the other thing. You'll have players who are just going to say, well, if things get too hard for me, or if a coach coaches me too hard, I'm out of here.
Well, what about transferring if your coach leaves?
Well, I think if there are certain – now, as soon as a coach leaves, this kid's going to get blown up with phone calls.
Well, but remember Penn State –
your whole roster will get picked apart.
Remember Penn State and Baylor, it was like open season.
Okay, here's something. Is that fair to the team that – because as soon as a coach transfers, every team will start calling the roster to re-recruit everybody. And is that fair to the school that made the offer?
Is it fair to the kids that
well, they already got screwed with their – But yeah, but they also, well, I know. So that's what I'm saying. Let me bring up both sides. Is it fair that the coach left? In some cases, you weren't being recruited by that coach at all. And so you wouldn't think that would matter. But what if the coach leaves a year in? Is there a cutoff?
I don't know. Well, if the coach recruits you and before you even hit the field, he leaves. And you've signed up and the coach leaves, I would think that you would be able to, although that's a killer for that class. But you know what? The coach killed you anyway. The coach.
Oh, no, so you're going to get hit double.
You're going to hit double.
As a university, the coach screwed you, and you get screwed by what would essentially be a death penalty for that class, for that particular class.
Right, right.
And so you would basically.
The coach killed you.
You can't afford. Yeah.
The coach killed you.
Okay, so if you're going to do that, then you have to.
What about
say,
if he gets fired?
You have
fired.
To say there is no movement from coaching.
What about
staffs?
If you're fired? Because now, you know what? Fired, 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 fired. How many jobs are open? Fired. Well, guess what? There's some consequences to firing that guy.
But then you have to just say, we don't really care about the academic portion at all.
Well, let's be honest about this. Okay, when are we going to honestly be honest about this? That you're going for a coach, that you're going for football, that you're trying to make it in the pros, and the school is secondary. Honestly.
For some.
No, for a lot. For major college football, it's the case.
Okay, but
you go for a coach because because he recruits you.
How many of those guys are going to get drafted
and wants you?
How many of those
Doesn't
guys
matter.
Are going to get drafted?
Doesn't matter. You're still going.
But you have, if you do graduate, you got a much better shot. Even if you think you're going because you're going to be a pro and all that, and you don't, the ancillary benefit is I got a degree from Georgia.
Okay, or it's Florida State, or it's USC, or it's Penn State, or whatever.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter, it doesn't matter. But why you go to that school? Now, when you go to the school, go to school and actually graduate because you're not going to get drafted. But you go to the school because of the coach. I don't even know that this is arguable.
There's a lot of kids who don't have much contact at all with the head coach.
I'm not talking about the head coach. I'm talking about whoever.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Why you pick a team is because they, for the most part, is they wanted you the most.
You want me to tell you what sucks? I don't think you can change I think it creates way too much instability. You're basically just creating free agency when free agency is available. You can leave anytime you want.
You can, but you have to sit.
I understand, but sitting is not the most penal thing because they will continue to pay for your education throughout that whole process.
Right.
The process is you will continue to have everything that you need paid for, relatively speaking. We know the college situation.
The problem with it is if you followed that coach that recruited you, and he more than likely, we see it now. We saw when Art went to Baylor, RG3 followed him. He was going to go to the University of Houston, and he followed him. Mm-hmm. And we see Tom Herman that took you. We see this all the time. Guys, wherever they go, they're taking their recruits with them before they sign.
It's going to get trickier because of early signing.
Here's
now.
The deal, though. If your current players are able to leave as well, what about the players that are sitting there? Jimbo Fisher goes from Florida State to Texas A&M, and he brings current players with him over to Texas A&M. I'm sitting here going, wait a minute.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't do it because it would cripple to the point of making them no longer viable. Some programs no longer viable.
That's true.
And if you're a small university like that's on the come up, let's say Central Florida, and your coach leaves. And then not only does he take his recruiting class, but which he did. You have
and he took his entire staff with him.
So you get annihilated. You will never have the chance to truly build yourself because you're always going to have your coaches poached.
Well, that is what Central Florida is facing right now. No, but now they get to keep their players. I don't think that you'll ever get to transfer without sitting a year. That's not going to happen. But I heard Jay Billis last night, who I think should be the NCAA commissioner. He is... Jay Billis. He's got opinions and he's rational and he's actually something that the NCAA has never been, pro athlete, because that's all they care about is what's the NFL or the NBA and their rules and abide by that and let's keep these kids strangled as long as we possibly can. His deal was this. Why in the hell can a coach, if you want to transfer, tell you you can't go to another school? Who tells a coach you can't go to their arch rival? If Gus Malzahn goes to – when Nick Saban retires, Gus Malzahn goes to Alabama, he takes a coach says, well, you can't go. You can't go from Auburn to Alabama. I'm not letting you do that. That's off. That's off limits. We're not going to let them know our secrets, and I don't want you competing against us because I recruited you. Well, but Gus Malzahn could go to Alabama and take all the secret and take all the plays and take everything with him. So why in the hell can't a player go wherever he wants? I've never understood that a coach because it's stupid. Mike Gundy, when Wes Lunt, his quarterback, was leaving, when Wes Lunt
went to Illinois,
he went to Illinois.
Did he pack his bags for him? You say, I got you an Uber waiting.
No. Oh. He basically took every school in the country except Illinois off of the list.
That's such bull crap.
It's bull crap.
Your conference, I can understand. Outside of your conference.
Even your conference. Why in the hell? Wait a minute. Are you afraid of West Lunt? And even if, so what? You didn't want, apparently you had an issue, or the kid had an issue, or something was wrong. Why in the hell shouldn't he be able to go wherever he wants?
Now,
I don't care if he's going to play against you. You know what, a kid, when we go from free agency in the NFL, guess what? You got to play against that guy. Oh, well. Ben Jones went to the Titans. Oh, well.
A lot of schools will still grant you the ability to play in the conference.
Some. No. A lot of these coaches.
It depends on how good. I mean, Nick Saban makes things hard for people.
But here's what coaches think, too. Okay, if you're at University of Houston and you want to transfer, I'm not letting that kid go to Texas Tech, because the next time I'm in a living room with a kid that's between University of Houston and Texas Tech, coach is going to go, well, look, this kid went from Houston to our school. It's better over here.
Well, there's your answer.
Well, I don't care. But then are you kidding? Yeah, so I'm not going to let a kid go where he wants to go.
Okay, if you had a fussy kid who just decided he wanted to leave because you yelled at him one day because he threw a pass over the head of a wide receiver or made the wrong route for the 10th time, and you said, what are you doing? And he said, what? My parents never talked to me this way. And he transferred.
And he put him in a shed, and then he shut the lights?
No. And you just said, no, we're not doing this. I'm tired of this. This is stupid. What do you keep doing? You don't call me stupid.
Well, yeah.
I am transferring. And then he transfers. Is that on the coach? You think every kid
it doesn't matter if it's on the coach or not. If that kid is such a wuss, I hope he goes to my arch rival. I hope he goes to another school.
The wuss could have some talent, too, though.
Well, the wuss is overthrowing wide receivers, and I have to yell at him.
And if you beat the other teams.
And then he needs a safe space, like a shed,
yeah,
like Mike Leach put his kids in.
I don't know. I don't think it's really broken what they have right now. You have to sit out a year, so what? Now, the transfer stuff is a little different because of the permissions and all that stuff. I'd never heard of you putting that many restrictions on a player. I thought it was only in your own conference.
There's no restrictions on how many restrictions you can put on.
Yeah, I thought it was only in your conference.
No.
But as far as having to sit out a year, oh well, because you can play right away. If it's all about ball, if it's all about the league, if your entire thing is about playing right now, you can go play at Sam Houston or FC. Those guys
get
drafted.
That's what JT did. He went down. He moved down a level.
Right. But
then
those
he played
guys,
right away. Got to play right away.
But those guys get drafted too now.
Yeah.
Those guys get found and drafted. If you can play, you're found and drafted.
Listen, I don't think it'll ever work where you don't sit a year, because it'll be crazy.
It will be.
It would be nuts.
It wouldn't be fair to the schools.
No school, because you never know who you got. You'd never know what the scholarship. You'd have no idea.
You'd be constantly recruited against.
Yes,
constantly.
Yes, constantly.
The kids would never get a break.
Anybody who's not starting their open game for every school in the country, and it would be terrible. But the limitations on where you can transfer is stupid. It is terrible. Nobody's limiting any coach on where he can go. Nobody says you can't go to another school. An AD said, well, listen, you can go and get a job at another school, but we're going to put this limit. You can't go to here.
Coaches have it the best. Oh. There are no rules for coaches at all.
At
and
all.
They get paid everything.
Everything.
Give me all your money.
Listen. You have 3 years left. You got to go sit a year. A coach could have 5 years left on his deal. I'm out of here.
At some point, we got to get the coaches under control, because they are too powerful now. And they really are too powerful. They can leverage extensions out of you for one good season. They're like, hey, I could leave. Like, yeah, but we made you sign a buyout. Like,
yeah. No, and this.
Okay. Ooh, there's a $6 million buyout.
And they're all a joke. I've got 5 years left on my deal. I'm not going anywhere. You tell mom, listen, your kid's going to be with me for the... I've got a five-year deal. Next week, he's gone. Because the five-year deal doesn't mean anything in college football.
So you're saying college football isn't really fair.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It's coach
coaches. Heavy. Coaches are way too powerful in this thing.
Yeah.
Way too powerful. Because their contracts don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything. Nothing. 713-780-3776, 759 here on ESPN 97.
Getting a little fired up. I'm a little fired up about Craig DeSurf and the Killer Dees, the DeLuna brothers, Rick Drenner, Craig DeSurf. You know, when I was down there last time, it was 2 weeks ago, we went in and we went across the street. Craig runs a Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC, and sometime I'll just change the order of those. And then across the way is another Gulf Coast store. that they have different vehicles over there. We went over there, and they have an entire little kitchen that they serve people. It's like, and this is in Angleton, and they had a hamburger that was phenomenal. They had fried pork chops. They had, and that's just like, this is like perfect small town Angleton. Craig said, isn't it? And he said, that's one of the reasons I wanted to come out here, because he said, frankly, I can make deals out here that you can't make in Houston. He said, I've got a bigger selection than I've ever had with pickup trucks and SUVs. And we're talking Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierra pickup trucks, the Suburbans, the Yukons, the Buick Enclaves, the Buick Encores, the Terrain. I mean, there's so many different crossovers, cars, pickup trucks, extended body pickup trucks. Really anything that you're looking for, he's going to make you great deals. He knows that you're not coming out to Angleton for nothing. He's going to save you thousands and make it worth your while to take the trip. And if you need him to, they'll even drive the vehicle into Houston for you. When I say full service, I mean it's like a valet service. So let my man Craig DeSerf take care of you. Go to LanceZCars.com. Go today. LanceZ Cars and see all the cars they have in stock and start the process of purchasing a car right there online. From my friends over at Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC, go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.